Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The biggest story, one of the biggest stories certainly in the NBA, is the saga of Anthony Davis and the New Orleans Pelicans. And to talk about that, joining me on the show right now, he is the beat writer for the Times-Picayune for the New Orleans Pelicans, NOLA.com, the website, of course, for the Times-Picayune, and you can get him on Twitter at _Andrew_Lopez. Andrew Lopez joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Andrew, how you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. It's been a busy good. Few weeks, but doing okay right now.
It's got to be a crazy few weeks, and I guess let's start there. How would you categorize the vibe around this team right now?
You know, it's weird. I mean, weird's probably the best way to put it right now, because there's so many different things going on, and obviously we haven't even been around the team since Del Demps was fired on Friday. Everybody's kind of been gone since then. But even before then, you know, the locker room has seemingly been okay with the Anthony Davis situation, him asking for a trade. They have been around him. He took him to dinner, I think, the night after the trade. They have been fine. They say the right things in the locker room. Nobody has said anything, you know, negative about him. But you see it playing out maybe a different way with the front office, with the coaching staff. And obviously you get into Alvin Gentry calling the entire situation a dumpster fire the other night. So some things have changed, but the locker room itself seems to be united. It's once you get out of there that things aren't fitting the right way.
Well, and we see it playing out with the fans, with the booing of Anthony Davis. I mean, if someone had told you a few months ago that New Orleans fans would be booing Anthony Davis in his home arena, you'd have probably thought they were crazy at the time, I would imagine.
Yeah, and it's been weird, because even through all of the booing, so the first night was pretty bad. Let's just put that out. The first night was bad. They booed him from the tip. Everything was just, you know, kind of what you expected. Then there was another set of fans who was like, you know what, we're gonna cheer him, and we were louder. By the time, like, now, originally, every time he touched the ball, he was getting booed. It was a brutal night. After that, things started to get better. Second quarter, you were okay. You didn't really hear any boos starting in the second half. He scores 32 points. Everything's fine. They lose the next two games. A bad one to Memphis, and then a bad one to Orlando. A little bit of booing in that Orlando game. This past game they had against Oklahoma City, a lot more boos that time around. But I think it's just, if he would have handled this a different way, if they would have just said, you know what, we're going to do this at the end of the season. I don't want to be here anymore. We're fine. The fans would have almost understood. If Dell was still going to get out, the fans would have been like, look, he screwed it up. AD wants to win. We get it. But the staying around is kind of what has kind of rubbed people, I think, the wrong way throughout this whole thing.
Yeah, and I'm talking to Andrew Lopez, covers the New Orleans Pelicans for for the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. I guess, is this something, the trade demand or the open statement that he's not going to sign a contract extension in New Orleans? I mean, we know that in some of the smaller markets in the NBA, it's tougher to keep these big stars, that history tells us that a lot of them are going to maybe want to move on to different situations. Or we've seen instances where stars like to collaborate in cities and kind of gang up with some of their buddies and things like that. And I think we know that for Anthony Davis, the Lakers appear to be at the top of his list. Is this something that you folks in New Orleans maybe sensed or saw coming at some point, or was the trade request and the declaration of no contract extension something that caught a lot of people by surprise?
It was absolutely something that I think people saw coming. I think the timing maybe is what kind of caught a lot of people off guard. You didn't necessarily think it was going to come mid-year. Everything we kind of heard was if he was going to do it, it was going to be after the season. And The timing is, I think, what kind of threw people for a loop. And basically, I mean, you kind of saw how it played out. It was a strong arm attempt by Rich Paul to try to force the trade to L.A. He knew that was going to be L.A.'s best chance. And now, once the season's over, you know, obviously Boston can get in the mix. The Knicks could possibly get in the mix with some packages. The Clippers have made themselves a player in this. You know, maybe a team like Brooklyn finds a way to get into it. I mean, a lot of things can happen at the end of the season now.
Yeah, and Anthony Davis mentioning within the last couple days that, hey, I never said Boston wasn't on my list.
Right.
Do you believe him?
No. Not really. The only part about that I truly believe is when he says, I believe in his mind, there are two separate lists.
Okay.
There is the list that he will sign with long term, mm-hmm. which is still probably a very small list, but what he was saying yesterday is essentially, I'll play for anybody. It doesn't matter. When, you know, 29 teams are on my list, I just, you know, and then he always follows it up with, but he's going to end up playing. He's going to play out his free agency. So that's where I think the disparities in the list come from. I don't think he's actually really thinking about it. I think what he's really saying is there's, you know, I'll go anywhere next year, but, you know, 2020, I'm still going to be a free agent. I'll go where I want.
Andrew Lopez covers the New Orleans Pelicans for the Times-Picayune, and he's joining me on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned Dell Demps, and I think his termination puts an interesting variable into the mix here. For two Dell Demps questions, Andrew. First, I want to ask you, when the news came out, I think it was Brian Windhorst that reported it, that Demps was kind of upping the price tag from the Lakers pre-trade deadline just to cause some locker room strife with the different trade rumors getting leaked out, which basically involved everybody except LeBron in that locker room. And
right.
it seemed to have an impact. That was his goal. It seemed to work because the Lakers have not exactly been team harmony since all these rumors started popping up about these Davis trades as well. Do you buy into the theory that Dell Demps was doing things to mess with the Lakers, and if so, what are the Pelicans fans in New Orleans? How did they feel about that? Did they feel like, okay, well, at least David got one in on Goliath here?
Yeah, that's kind of been what the fans have said. I mean, the fans are pretty happy about that. They like the way he handled the situation. When you look at it overall, that's kind of what they just wanted to hear. I mean, they wanted somebody to stand up for them. They wanted somebody to be to push the bully around, and that's what it was. I mean, they felt like they were getting bullied in this situation, and they wanted somebody to stand up for them, and I think that's what they got. You know, he was out there. He stood up. He was like, no, this is how it's going to be, you know, whether you like it or not. And do I think he was doing it to screw the locker room up? No, but I think he was, because he saw the way he was playing out publicly. Hey, let me just ask for what I can. Let me ask for this. Let me ask for this. And, you know, I think eventually maybe if they would have thrown in the Shaq statue, you know, maybe the deal would have got done. But, you know, they were asking for things, I think, without the intent of ever doing a deal. I will say that.
Yep, I would agree with that as well. My follow-up Demps question is, now that he's gone, What do you think they're looking for in the next general manager? And what kind of job is this general manager walking into? Is it a good job because you're walking into a situation where you know you're going to have to trade Anthony Davis, you're going to get the best package you can, and you start over from scratch? Or is it a terrible job because you've got to trade Anthony Davis, one of the five best players in the league?
You know, I think for a GM who wants to make their own mark, I think it's a great job because you can kind of shape this team how you want. This is your team. This is what you are going to be able to build. You can do what you want. And I think, you know, Gail Benson, the owner, is going to want to go out there and get her own guy in the sense that, you know, even when the Bensons bought the team in 2012, 2013, Dale Demps was already here, and they just kind of kept him along. It would have been much more surprising for me if they would have gotten rid of Alvin Gentry, who, you know, Gail Benson loves, and they know what kind of a job he's done. But you're going to walk into a situation where you're going to get complete control. Right now, Gail Benson said that the new person who will run this team is going to report directly to me. It means they're not reporting to Mickey Loomis. Mickey Loomis, who is the GM of the Saints, is kind of had that title. He's moving on. He's going to be more of a consultant, if anything, kind of almost functioning as like a minority owner. Like, he'll be there to relay things from the ownership. He's not going to do anything else. You're walking into a situation where you are going to get control, whether you're hired as the president of basketball operations or whether you're hired as the general manager. You will have complete control of this situation, which I think it's going to be a good job.
It's interesting, the various forms of speculation that go on, Andrew, when just a soap opera like this pops up in a city like New Orleans with basketball, even going so far as to have certain odds betting sites putting up, these are the cities the Pelicans could be playing in 2021, which is crazy to talk about. I guess you mentioned Gail Benson, the owner, that the Benson family now owns the Pelicans, and they have for the last few years, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
But that they're owned by the same family that owns the Saints. Is that something that makes people feel pretty good that the team's future in New Orleans is going to remain there? Or is there any talk in New Orleans about the future of the Pelicans in what is obviously a Saints-dominated city?
There is talk, and I think that is what makes it a challenging job for a GM coming in, because you do have to deal with selling tickets in a football town. I'll say this: I think if the NBA were to ever decide, you know what, we're going to start on the league on Christmas, as they did that lockout year, and push everything back 2 months, I think New Orleans would be the city that would benefit the most, because you see attendance pick up in the city after football season. It kind of always kind of goes like that. You know, you do have to build into that, but Gail Benson, first of all, they're locked into a lease until 2024, so there's a lot of money tied up there. But Gail Benson she's from here. Tom Benson was from here. It's very important to her to keep the team in New Orleans. It would have to take something a ridiculous amount for them to even consider moving this team elsewhere. Now, if there was a situation where Seattle, Vegas, and Nashville got into a bidding war, well, yeah, you can maybe get that ridiculous number. But for everything you're hearing, is Gail is going to be the one who tries to keep this team here long term. She doesn't want to even consider that possibility.
Andrew, we got about 30 seconds. This is a real quick one. I'm going to ask you point blank. You have to predict a scenario that plays out with Anthony Davis, a team that he goes to, and how it sort of plays out here over the next several months, or probably into the summer. What's your prediction on how this thing ends up with Anthony Davis and the Pelicans?
My prediction is that Anthony Davis is going to play with Kyrie Irving next year. Whether that's in Boston or New York, that remains to be seen. But that's going to be the prediction I think I stick with.
Interesting. Okay. Well, and that obviously would seem to not involve the Los Angeles Lakers. So that is an interesting prediction. Well, good deal. Well, look, you're as close to the team as anybody. So looking forward to watching this all play out. Andrew Lopez, Times-Picayune, NOLA.com is where you can find him on the web, and you can get him on Twitter @_Andrew_Lopez. Hey, Andrew, really appreciate you making time tonight. Enjoy the rest of the season, and talk to you again down the road. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.